Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. Our scripture this morning comes from, again, from Paul's most affectionate letter. That's what many people call it, Philippians. And this passage is one of the more familiar parts of the book, one of the more familiar parts of all of the New Testament, actually. Chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. Listen to the scripture as it's recorded there. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm in the Lord this way, my beloved. I urge Euodia and I urge Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I also ask you, my loyal companion, help these women, for they have struggled beside me in the work of the gospel, together with Clement and the rest of my co-workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This is a brief sermon about not putting important things off. When my much-loved Uncle Bob was dying of cancer, his friends in California called and said, if you want to see Bob again alive, you better come. So we all loved Uncle Bob and my mom's younger brother. On the day after Christmas, I was on a flight to Los Angeles. Los Angeles, his partner, Lynn, a lovely man, funny man, quirky man. We love Lynn so much, and he took such good care of my uncle, picked me up from the airport and drove me straight to the hospital. And he tried to warn me that Bob was not really himself. Sometimes he would get confused. The drugs were pretty strong. There were some tubes, and the hospital was sort of a distracting place. I was young. I was 20, and I wasn't used to hospitals then. I sure am now. Off the nurse's station in the hallway, I excused myself to the restroom before I went in to see Bob. And I got down on my hands and knees, probably not the smartest thing to do in a hospital bathroom. And I asked God for help. I had been memorizing this passage from Philippians, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I would say rejoice. Let your gentleness be made known to everyone. The Lord is near. Have no anxiety about anything. No worries. But in everything, with prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God and the peace of God. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and your minds forever in Christ Jesus our Lord. On my hands and knees, I tried to recite that passage. I just thought it was appropriate. God knew what I needed, and I was asking. Well, I got up, and I washed my hands and went in to see my uncle. And those were halcyon days. We laughed together, and friends would come in. Mainly, the friends allowed me to have time alone with Uncle Bob. And we did. It was just beautiful. He would doze, and we would visit and laugh, and he would tell stories. And remember things all wrong, I think, sometimes. We talked about my mom. He called my mother Catherine Hepburn. He loved his older sister. So about a week later, I left. I went home to Hampton, Virginia. And about 2 weeks or so after that, he came home to Hampton, Virginia, in a casket where he was buried next to my grandfather, his father, Robert Greer Burris, Sr., on a very cold and windy winter day. I'm not sure why I thought of that story in relation to this passage, but I have. And in Paul's letter to the church in Philippi, in fact, all of his epistles, there is a sense of urgency in all of them. He's telling the church there, the church he loves, the church he misses. And remember, he's writing from prison, we believe. He's urging them to be united in Jesus the Christ. Be united in Jesus the Christ. Particularly, he's talking to Euodia and Syntyche, and he's asking the church to surround them and to help them work through whatever conflict they're having together. Have the same mind of Jesus, Paul says. He wants Euodia and Syntyche, with whom he labored for the Lord, he wants them to be at peace together. The witness of the church will be stronger if they are united. So whatever the fight is about, put an end to the fight, he's saying here in this plea for unity. Do you hear the urgency of his voice? Be the church, be united, work together. Whatever conflict there is, you know, work through it. Work through it. Rejoice in the Lord always. You know, again, it's important. Again, I say rejoice. Don't do it later. Don't put it off. Do it today. Paul reminds us that no season lasts forever. The things that need to get done now need to get done now if they're going to get done at all. If we put things off too long, perhaps we'll put them off forever. He's intimating here his encouragement in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26. Remember when he says, be angry, but do not sin, and do not let the sun go down on your anger. Which is a way of saying, it's okay to be angry, but don't carry that anger on. Let it last its day, but not another day or another. Let there be a limit to that anger. There's a limit to all seasons, Paul is telling the church at Philippi. Winter will be here sooner than we think. Our good intentions may be frozen. Paul knows this. Our good intentions may be frozen if we don't act upon them now. So there's this rift in the church in Philippi. We don't know what it is. We believe Philippians is 3 or 4 or even 5 bits and pieces of letters pasted together. So we can't be certain at all what the conflict is about, but we can be certain about where we find our unity. We find our unity in Jesus Christ. Be of the same mind. Paul urges the church, fix whatever's wrong. Fix it, mend it, don't put it off. If you don't tend these wounds today, they can become infected and they could fester tomorrow. The Lord is near and the time is now. Use all that God has entrusted to your care wisely. Sounds like a stewardship sermon, doesn't it? Use all that God has entrusted to your care wisely. Don't take anything for granted, least of all, the gift of time. There are some things we need to do right now, or they may never get done before winter. Pandemic has taught us nothing if we haven't learned that life is uncertain. Pandemic has certainly reminded us that life is uncertain. All things change, and things can change radically and quickly, rapidly. Paul wrote this letter from jail, possibly from a Roman jail, and he was jailed many times, but possibly his last incarceration before his execution. Tradition says that he was beheaded. So naturally, we hear an urgency in Paul's letter. We feel his heartbeat. We know he has something to say. He's trying to get it out. He's trying to encourage the church as well as he can so they can be strong now. And in this case, so they can heal this rift now. Be united in Jesus the Christ now. Paul, of all people, certainly knew that time was short. His time was short. Some things needed doing now before the ice of winter makes them impossible to do, before the roads freeze, before the path becomes impassable. You know, he tells Timothy in his letter to Timothy, come to me as quickly as you can. If possible, come before winter. So we have this idea in Paul's letters that he's always, he has something good to share, and he's insistent about this good news. And there is a kind of urgency. These are words that Alan Smith preached from the pulpit of Second Presbyterian Church in Little Rock, Arkansas, years ago. How precious our opportunities are when we realize that they do not last forever. Opportunities come along, and if not seized, they are lost forever. Time passes. This is what Jesus meant when he said, while it is day, I must do the work of the one who sent me. But night comes when no work shall be done. It is day, but night is coming. Night falls, skies turn gray, winter settles in. Be united, he says to the church in Philippi. And his word has rung through the centuries. Be united. Be the church of Jesus the Christ. Mend your conflicts. Renew your ties. Value your connections. Be serious about your ministry. Be passionate about what you're doing. Don't let time pass without doing what you're being called to do. Treat others like you would treat Jesus. Treat others like Jesus would treat you. Summer appears to be gone here in Champaign. I'm not sure if the frost is on the pumpkin or not, but it's very close. This, I'm told, is our last warm week before May. I'm told fall is coming and winter is not far behind. Some opportunities for us have forever passed us by, but some opportunities remain for us to seize before the coming of winter, before it's too late. May God help us. Amen. Amen. Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.